Now to science education for kids. Children growing up in big cities can go to zoos or museums for hands-on ways to learn about science, but in less populated areas, those opportunities can be few and far between. Here in California, public school science programs have faced deep budget cuts. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Amy Standen has the story of one man who's trying to ensure that kids in smaller or poorer areas don't lose out.
Dan Sudran grew up a good, studious kid in Kansas City, Missouri. He followed the rules, went to college, law school. But he says there was always a sinking feeling that he wasn't really cut out for the world he'd been born into.
I couldn't really figure out what I was or what I was supposed to be. I didn't go to college because I wanted to. It's because, well, that's what you're supposed to do.
In fact, it wasn't until his late 30s that Sudran finally had his revelation. It happened in a garage. He started taking apart electronics, collecting bones from the beach. In school, science had held no interest for him at all. But out in the real world, it turned out to be the thing he'd been missing all along.
My life is immeasurably better since I've gotten into science.
And this gave Sudran an idea. What if he could give kids the same experience that he had waited 30 years to discover? So he got a local college to donate some space and equipment. Pretty soon, a small nonprofit organization called Community Science Workshops was born. Today, there are 6 workshops, almost all of them in low-income neighborhoods around the state. The idea is to be almost nothing like a big science museum.
It's your own dream garage in the sense that it's just a bunch of stuff that you can play around with without being nervous that the curator's going to have a nervous breakdown. There are no curators.
One of the workshops is in Greenfield, about 140 miles southeast of San Francisco. It's a flat, dusty farm town. Lettuce, broccoli, apricots, mostly Spanish-speaking.
They come in.
The workshop occupies exactly one room in the back of the former Greenfield City Hall. Every inch is crammed with stuff. Bones, microscopes, power tools, a turtle. Fifth grader Eduardo Gomez gives the tour.
And right here we got one snake.
There's no curriculum, nothing to memorize, just tools to play and experiment with. And noise, a lot of noise. Jose Vega, an eighth grader, is building a submersible robot.
It's like runs on like little engine things that would spin.
And six-year-old Esteban Espinoza is scooping tadpoles out of a tank of pond water. So he and his friends can look at them under a microscope.
You have to take it out of the water.
And then there's the ever-appealing, though not terribly scientific, Casio keyboard. Running this workshop costs about $50,000 a year, paid for by foundation grants. But Sudran says grants can be sort of a mixed blessing. For instance, not long ago, he came across a decaying gray whale carcass on a beach near his house.
It was lifted up by the tide high on the beach, and it was completely recoverable. I mean, there was no loss.
Sudran has a permit to collect specimens, and he thought the whale bones would make a good teaching tool. It would have been nice to get some funding for something like that, but there was no time.
I'm not going to waste time writing a grant. I mean, you know what I mean? Because that takes weeks and months. You have to do it.
So he rallied some volunteers to collect the bones, then spent several stinky months cleaning them off. Now he brings the entire skeleton to schools. The dream, he says, is to take this model of quick and dirty hands-on science all over the state.
So many other places I could just reel them off. Oxnard, Bakersfield, El Centro.
All places where public school science has taken a hit and could use, Sudran says, a little bit of fun.
We don't want our place to be any bigger. We want more of them.
Next up, he hopes, the small Southern California desert town of Coachella. For NPR News, I'm Amy Standen.